This next section features J.J. West and Dr. Jill Hubbard responding to Joy's question. Her teenage daughter sent inappropriate pictures on her phone. Next, Mark Cameron and Dr. Alice Benton offer advice to a young married man who finds himself trapped in the addiction of pornography.
Let's talk to Joy in Conway, New Hampshire, listening on Sirius XM channel 131. Hi there, Joy.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you today?
So I'm looking for just kind of some next steps or what to do about a situation that we've found ourselves in. Mm-hmm. So I found out that my 16-year-old daughter, who has a cell phone, has sent inappropriate pictures to the boy that she was having conversations with. So I had a conversation with her just asking her about it to begin with, because I found out about it from the boy's mom, because she found him on his phone. So anyway, I had a conversation with her. She explained it. She's like, I know what's wrong. I'll take consequences, whatever. And then I had a conversation, like, how did this come about? Things like that. So the thing that we've done is we've blocked her phone. We've restricted her access. She only has 2 hours a day where she's allowed to have the phone. And she's usually, like, you know, supervised when she's on it. Like, she can't have it in her room. Whatever. I'm looking for more information on what to, like, how to, where do we go from here? Like,
yeah.
I think she was very much, like, you know, involved. She really liked him. Mm-hmm. She thought he liked her. He lied to her. Like, she's very upset about it, the whole thing. But I just don't know how to help her know, like,
right,
what to do, what not to do. Like, I'm just like, how did we get here? You know, because I'm not. I understand where she's coming from. I know why she did it. I don't think she knows the fallout from it.
Right. So she's a little naive, is what you're saying?
Very, I think.
Yeah. So
and I feel like I failed her in that. And
so, Joy,
I just don't know.
I know. And that's hard. And those are feelings that you can share with her dad or with your friends. But in terms of right now, you need to not fail her, right? And I'm not sure you failed her, because we can't control every variable in our kids' lives. But this is something that she's dealing with, and stepping up as a mom is important. So you're curbing the behavior because she doesn't seem to understand the right and wrong of it. Or
Well, she said she knew it was wrong, and she held
but she
out,
still did
but
it.
And she caved. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's good that there's consequences around that. But more importantly is the question you're asking, how did we get here? And what is her understanding of relationships? And what is her ability to say no, or to not succumb to people pleasing or pressure?
Right.
Or sometimes when someone likes us, it's like a spell comes over us, then we give all our power away. And so she's doing that as a girl. And so I think those are important conversations, as well as maybe she, you know, maybe you have her go to therapy to talk about this. Like, let's do some learning and growing in the areas of relationships. And it's really common for young girls to not have a voice, and she needs to start having more of her own voice. Right.
Right. How do I help her do that? Because she said that to me. She's like, I don't know, Mom. She's like, I don't know why I'm such a people pleaser, but I want everybody to like me. And I see that in her, but I don't know how to help her understand.
Right.
That she
so
has
what is she?
Value.
Right. What is she afraid of? If she says no, if she doesn't do what people want, if she doesn't answer a question that's asked of her, then will people not like her? And that fear can be so great. And sometimes it's like our kids' temperament. They're just more timid. Sometimes there's something maybe earlier on in life that caused her to feel like she couldn't speak up. But this is where you're at with her. So it's really important that she learn those assertiveness skills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Would How We Love Our Kids be a good resource, you think?
Sure. Joy.
Yeah. So can I also add, it's so often that our good hearts get us into trouble.
Yes.
And and so what I would encourage you, Joy, is to share with your daughter that what she desires in terms of wanting to please people, that that's mm-hmm. a good desire. It's a good desire that we want people to like us. We want to be accepted. We want to be desired. And in this particular case, to have that romantic feeling, that romantic desire mm-hmm. that somebody else on the planet wants mm-hmm. me, desires me, finds me attractive. Those are good things that are built into us by our loving Father. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just that sometimes our good hearts take us away from God and away from healthy interactions. And so what we don't want to do is shame her. Oh, I can't believe right, you did this. And why are you? Yeah. And especially we don't want to jump on the train of you're right. You are a people pleaser. And, you know, because she's already feeling shame for that.
Right.
So, to instead come alongside and say, of course it feels good when people like us. And of course we have that desire. What we don't want to do is let that desire that other people like us and accept us and find us attractive. We don't want to let that take control of our decisions. It's a good desire, but we keep it subservient to my command to trust God. And so going back to Jill's point, right? Like when I'm so afraid that someone won't like me if I say no, or I'm so afraid that someone won't like me if I don't go along with whatever it is that they want to do, I'm letting them be in control of my life rather than God being in control and letting them define who I am rather than letting God define who I am. So I want to be able to look at that, understand, honor the desire, but not let the desire take control where it's taking me to places that are unhealthy in my relationships.
And then I think you can also practice with her, Joy, you know, set up scenarios where you can kind of role play and help her practice to say no or to have her own opinion. And instead of just talking at her, you want her to start articulating more. Like you said, you knew it was wrong. So let's talk this through and let her articulate, because that's how we learn.
While she's practicing, you can be the bad guy. Yep. I let my kids do this. Like, look, if it's hard for you to say no, you can just say my parents won't let me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very true.